We're going to talk briefly about the brokerage fee. We're not going to say any particular number during this conversation because we're not allowed to say what's your brokerage fee and what's yours, etc. I just want to share with you, having done this since the 1980s, having listed over 1,000 for sale by owners and received a ton of referrals, on occasion you're going to find these people price sensitive. And if you're with a brand that says there's no varying from that brokerage fee, make sure you talk to your manager, your broker, about how do you defend your position. Your friends and family probably aren't attacking your brokerage fee. Talk to your manager, your broker, about you're going to be challenged with this group more than you will with any group about what your brokerage fee is. Why? It's like any product. When there's oversupply of realtors chasing one by owner versus the there's 50 by owners, only one realtor. But in a lot of cases, there's 25 to 50 realtors chasing one by owner. So the brokerage fee is going to come into play. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that and not surprised, but just make sure I'll get you to the table through our training here, and it'll be a great phone conversation, a great walkthrough, a great pricing presentation. But your branding and your marketing, which is a lot of times a justification for the brokerage fee, but it'd be spot on, because this is the group. That's why I call it boot camp and why it's a good idea to call upon FSBOs, because nobody's going to role play like these guys are. Nobody, they don't know they're role playing, but they are, the for sale by owner, as well as they're going to be putting pressure on you. What's your fee? How many agents do you have? And all kinds of different things that you'll never get any kind of role playing like this. So it's a great, you know, not just that they're moving is a great reason to do this, but it's a great role playing opportunity to really build your skill sets in every particular area. Suffice to say, they will probably ask you if your fee is negotiable. So just be ready for what's that fair, objective answer that you're going to be providing. Because if they ask you the first time and you go, it's blank, and they say, well, can you do a little bit lower? And you go, we're worth it. You're probably not going to get the listing. You got to turn it back into a question. And it's got to be a really great question. And we'll go into that in some other ones and some other audios. But suffice to say, a lot of competition, the broker's fee is going to come up. All right, let's get prepared.